A hometown tradition, playing under the bright lights for family and friends, for the pride and the glory, for the name across the front of the jersey. Eagle Country 99.3 is your home for high school hoops in southeastern Indiana. The games are sponsored by the City of Lawrenceburg, Dearborn County Health Department, Garrick Heating and Cooling, Ivy Tech Community College, Margaret Mary Health, Dearborn County CASA, OrthoSensi Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, and Wardway Fuels. The hometown tradition continues right now on your hometown radio station, Eagle Country 99.3 and EagleCountryOnline.com.
Good evening, everyone. From Greensburg High School, it's time for sectional basketball here on Eagle 99.3. Our sectional broadcasts this week are presented by Ivy Tech Community College. Take your next step at Ivy Tech, Lawrenceburg, Batesville, your hometown college. I am Steve Yeaston, joined tonight by Travis Sayre. Game two of the sectional 29 coming up for you here tonight. Connersville wins the first game 30-25 in overtime. Yes, that's overtime score, 30-25. The Spartans advance will be taking on the winner of our second game, featuring the Batesville Bulldogs and the South Dearborn Knights. Batesville coming in 17-5 on the season, second place in the EIAC at 5-2. The Knights coming in 13-10, a 4-3 mark in the EIAC. And Travis, as every game is here in the Sectional 29, this is a better rematch.
Yeah, absolutely. South Dearborn, big win over Batesville in the regular season that surprised some, 54-51. Maybe the best win of the season for this South Dearborn team, and Batesville's going to come in tonight to try to avenge that for South Dearborn. It's tough to beat really good teams twice in a season. Let's see if they can get it done here tonight on a neutral floor.
And I don't know if that game kind of served as a wake-up call for Batesville, but the Bulldogs 6-0 after that loss in Aurora that night.
Absolutely. They have been on fire since that loss, and they've been scoring a lot of points as well. In particular, their last two games, 70 and 75. They've been a little bit above their scoring average over this six-game winning streak, which is a welcome sight for Coach Garrett. We're going to talk to him a little bit later on. But both these teams can score. They got capable shooters outside, guys that can get to the basket, do multiple things. So I think the score will be higher than 30-25, which we saw here in the first game between Connersville and Franklin County. But this one should be a good one, and the winner of this game should feel pretty confident about their chances to get to Saturday night.
And, of course, the first semifinal coming up here on Friday will be the Lawrenceburg Tigers. The Tigers drew the bye in the sectional. They'll be taking on the host Greensburg Pirates in game number one on Friday night, and you and Chuck are going to make the return trip back to Greensburg.
We will be here, and should South Dearborn win this game tonight, we'll have a doubleheader on Friday night as well, so that would be a lot of fun, but that's going to be a good one on Friday for sure, especially how those two teams played their regular season meeting on this floor just a couple of weeks ago. So it's an exciting week. We love being at the sectional, and Greensburg, well, we're here more times than not for that sectional. I'll leave it at that.
And we'll see if your streak continues. You said you've been here twice. They've gone overtime both times. They go overtime in the first game tonight. Will the streak continue in overtime?
We've hit the trifecta with that first game. If we get overtime in the second game, I may pull what little hair I have on my head out. Let's end something in regulation. That'll be fine.
That would be great. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll talk more about tonight's matchup, the Bulldogs and Knights, coming up next. You're listening to High School Sports on Eagle Country 99.3 and EagleCountryOnline.com.
Do you find yourself stuck in a timeshare? Get the real facts about the timeshare industry and your options for cancellation. Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, has put together a free information guide that reveals the secrets the timeshare industry doesn't want you to know, including the five ways to get rid of your timeshare. Call now and get this timeshare cancellation guide absolutely free.
Call 800-383-7733. 800-383-7733. 800-383-7733.
Is switching your wireless service to Total by Verizon easy?
Totalmente!
And you get unlimited 5G data? $25 a line for four lines on the unlimited plan? At an amazing price? With no contracts? Should you switch to Total by Verizon? Definitely!
Totalmente!
Find a store or switch suavemente at totalbyverizon.com. Monthly rate when you activate without a pay, plus taxes and fees. Discount begins the month after you enroll. Additional terms apply. See website for data management practices.
It's great to know that no appointment is ever needed at OrthoSensi Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Lawrenceburg when an injury occurs. Simply walk into OrthoSensi with any sports, work, or everyday injury. OrthoSensi offers extended evening and Saturday hours in Edgewood, Kentucky, and Eastgate, Ohio. Plus, you'll spend less time and money than an ER visit. Learn more about OrthoCincy walk-in care at OrthoCincy.com. That's OrthoCincy with a Y.com.
Fast-track your education while saving on college costs with Ivy Tech's accelerated program. Students can earn a two-year degree in only 11 months through ASAP. Ivy Tech credits easily transfer to four-year colleges with a more affordable option to complete a bachelor's degree. Whether you know your career path or want to explore the possibilities, ASAP is a great place to start. Stop by Ivy Tech Lawrenceburg to learn more about ASAP or visit our website at ivytech.edu to schedule your visit now.
Hey, it's Double T. Follow Eagle Country 99. Three on Facebook, Instagram, and X for all the latest in hometown news, sports, and more.
All right, back here from Greensburg High School, the final opening round game here of Sectional 29 coming up between Batesville and South Dearborn. Our sectional broadcast this week on Eagle 99.3 and EagleCountryOnline.com are brought to you by Ivy Tech Community College. Scholarships are available and textbooks are free. Apply now at ivytech.edu/apply. Travis Thayer and Steve Huesing with you here for the call tonight on Eagle Country 99.3. Travis, as we get ready to build up for this game, let's talk a little bit about both teams. Let's talk first. Give our fans a little insight on the Batesville Bulldogs.
I think it all starts with the big three, Cade Kaiser, Sam Johnson, Jack Grunkmeyer. These are three guys that average right around double-figure points, if not over. Cade Kaiser, 15 points. Sam Johnson, 13. Dangerous three-point shooter. Grunkmeyer can really hurt you down low with his rebounding and scoring prowess. They're not a deep team, but when you have three players that have the star power of those guys, they can take you a long way. That's why they got 17 wins this season. So I think everything starts with those three. If they can get some scoring production out of guys like Gus Prickle and some of their other guards, then they're going to be really, really tough to beat this week.
Yeah, I think that's going to be a big key tonight for Batesville. Can they take advantage of their size dominance down low, something they were not really able to do in their first matchup?
Right.
Let's talk now about the Knights.
For South Dearborn, if you talk to anybody this season, the first name that they're going to bring up is Brody Tiki. He is the key cog on this offense. He's going to have a lot of the ball handling duties. He will play off the ball a little bit when Scout Gray gets in there as they try to get him open for some threes. He's obviously a very dangerous three-point shooter, made 6 of 8 against Batesville the first time around. So that's where it's going to start. But this is a talented group from top to bottom. They're a little bit deeper than Batesville is. They got some senior leadership, Adam Kunkel, Hudson Shackelford. These are players that have been around. They've been in these games before, so I don't think they'll be scared of the moment, but they do have a lot of freshmen that are going to play, in particular Scout Gray, Mason Lane. Tyler Christian's going to get in there as well. How will they handle the atmosphere and the pressure of playing in the sectional tonight is going to be some things I'm looking at. But, again, it's going to start with Tiki. If he can get free and make some threes tonight, that's when they're at their best.
And certainly Tiki's a lot to handle. I know Coach Garrett would be very concerned about that. As you mentioned, 6. Last year I saw him in a game against Greensburg where he put in 10 threes in one particular game, so he can certainly shoot it.
Absolutely. He hasn't shot it well the last 3 games as they wound down the regular season, but if I know anything about good shooters, I'd like to think that I once was one. You are going to have some bad games. You've got to keep shooting. Good shooters will remain confident all the time, and it really only takes one time seeing that ball go through the hoop to get yourself on a roll. So he's going to have an opportunity tonight. Batesville is a primary 2-3 zone team. They are going to stretch that out beyond the three-point line and make it difficult. But if Coach Cosgrove can get Brody in some good positions within that zone, he will get multiple opportunities to fill it up from downtown tonight.
You mentioned the Batesville 2-3 zone. I think South Dearborn's unique in the fact they can put that guy in the middle of the lane who can be a good passer. As you said, spread that Batesville zone defense out and then find the open shooters and also find guys. Last time I just thought they were having several back cuts, but they just coming up on the baseline.
And that is very key against the 2-3 zone like Batesville is going to play. You do have to make cuts. The guards can't just swing it back and forth from wing to wing out there. You got to get in behind the defense, kind of get yourself lost so that they have to be looking for you. If you're out in front of them the whole time, it's easy to guard because they can see you the whole time.
Well, speaking of Coach Garrett, goes Coach Crossgrove, Travis had a chance to catch up to them prior to the game, and we'll hear from them next. You're listening to Sectional Basketball on High School Sports on Eagle Country 99.3 and EagleCountryOnline.com.
Digging deeper to make ends meet? Now you can get a 30% tax credit with a geothermal heat pump system from Climate Master. Climate Master geothermal systems tap the constant temperature of the earth to provide heating, cooling, and hot water while keeping your home comfortable all year long. And Climate Master systems are so efficient, you'll save up to 70% on your energy bill. So the investment quickly pays for itself. Help the environment and help your budget. Call Jeff at Gehring or at GehringInc.com.
There's no better time than right now to begin establishing your financial goals, and there's no better place than with Pinnacle Advisor Group. Whether you are planning for retirement, college funding, or other financial objectives, we can walk you through the process. Our goal is to set you on a path towards a more confident future. My name is Kip Newman. Give me a call at 812-537-9071. I look forward to the opportunity to speak with you about how our services could potentially benefit you, your family, or your business.
Registered representative offering securities and advisory services through Cetera Advisor Networks, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC, a broker-dealer and registered investment advisor. Cetera is under separate ownership from any other named entity.
Hey, I'm Chelsea from your Eagle Country 99.3 morning show. Be sure to join me weekday mornings, 5:30 to 10, for a whole lot of fun right here on Eagle Country 99.3.
To high school basketball on your hometown radio station, Eagle Country 99.3, and at EagleCountryOnline.com. Joined now by South Dearborn head coach Patrick Cosgrove. It is tournament time here in the state of Indiana. Of course, rounding out the regular season last week. You've won three of your last four. How do you think your team finished up the regular season?
I think, for the most part, fairly strong. One loss there, just a combination of many things. Most of it just somehow, I think it got a little too big for us, and it's not like we weren't ready to play. You can't not be ready to play that game. I'm not quite sure, but three of the last four, and what's nice about our last two wins is they were relatively comfortable, and we didn't shoot it very well still. So that hadn't been the case all year. If we had won by more than a possession or two, we usually shot 40, 45% from three. I think against Switz, we were 4 of 25 or 4 of 24. All good looks. Just didn't make them, but still found ways, manufactured possessions in the defensive end, got some run out. So despite the inability to shoot it from outside 5 feet, we were still pretty good efficiently offensively.
You mentioned maybe not being up for a game a little bit ago. Big stakes here tonight. It's obviously win or go home. So what's been some of the points of emphasis in getting your team ready for tonight against Batesville?
So hopefully the experience last year pays off tonight. Last year we were in a very similar situation, except we were playing who I thought was by far and away the best team in the section, ended up winning the thing on their home court first round. Not the ideal draw with four guys starting that had never really played meaningful tournament minutes. Now those four are all starters. So hopefully a little bit of that sort of carries over. But baseball's in the same boat. They're used to winning playoff games. So we certainly still have a challenge ahead of us. But that's the hope is that it doesn't hurt either that we just played them a couple weeks ago, too. So, and we were able to win. A close one. Very, very close one. Chaotic ending. But they've done that to a couple teams here recently. So, it helps that we just played these guys. We know we can beat them because we just did. That helps the younger guys. And hopefully, like I said, hopefully some of those hard lessons we learned down the stretch last year and in the postseason, hopefully those guys are now back and they can be at the other end of those lessons.
Mentioned the win over Batesville, 54-51. As you look back at that game, is there anything that sticks out that was kind of the difference in you winning that tight ball game?
Well, in that game, we got really good minutes from two of our freshmen. And I'm not counting all the free throws Scout made at the end. So obviously, if you don't make those free throws, we don't win the game. But he was solid throughout the game. And Mason Lane hit a couple threes. But there was a play that I think that we showed him over and over again. He was not even guarding the passer, or they're trying to post Conkermeyer, right? Because why wouldn't they? So they got the ball in the wing. He's guarding from the top. He sees him going to throw an entry pass, and he dives across the floor from shouldn't have been there, right? But dove full out. I mean, he had his face on the floor, kind of dove, got it, threw it to us. We got to run out layup. Plays like that are what we have to manufacture.
No two basketball games are alike. It is the same opponent tonight that you played a couple weeks ago. When you look at this game tonight, what are some of the keys to victory for your South Dearborn Knights?
So I'd imagine we're going to try to post it. I would if I were them. Try to try to throw it in. They're certainly, like I said this 10 times this year, they're bigger and stronger than us. Everybody is. So I would try to throw it in. I would think they try to slow it down a little bit. I know they're not, they're experienced and they're bigger, but they're not necessarily deep. I think flip side, that's what we have to get out. We have to get clean stops by working maybe even two-on-one on some of those big bodies in the glass. Then we got to go the other way to make them on the floor.
All right, well, good luck tonight.
Thanks for the coverage.
All right, that is head coach Patrick Cosgrove of the South Dearborn Knights. When we come back, we'll chat with Batesville head man Aaron Garrett. You're listening to High School Hoops on Eagle Country 99.3 and at EagleCountryOnline.com.
Fordway Fuels makes it simple. They supply the fuel to heat your home, farm, and business. Their auto fill-up service is quick with comparative pricing. They are your heating oil and propane business serving you locally, and their family has been dedicated to your warmth and comfort for over 40 years. Not to mention they are safe and dependable. Fordway Fuels, your experts on grills, pools, gas fireplaces, and propane. They serve here locally and on the corner of Glenway and Bridgetown with the sign that's easy to find, Fordway.com.
Hey, I'm Chelsea from your Eagle Country 99.3 morning show. Join me weekday mornings from 5:30 to 10, and thank you for listening to your hometown radio station, Eagle Country 99.3.
Listening to High School Hoops on Eagle Country 99.3 and at EagleCountryOnline.com. Our sectional coverage presented by Ivy Tech Community College in Lawrenceburg and Batesville. Speaking of Batesville, let's chat with head coach Aaron Garrett ahead of this first-round matchup with South Dearborn. You want to be playing your best basketball at this time of the year. Your team has won six in a row. What are you feeling about your team heading into postseason play?
Yeah, you know it exactly, and I feel like our game last Thursday at Shelbyville was our best complete game of the year. So really, really excited about the tournament, playing our best basketball, playing our most complete game, and then ready to go tonight for the first round of sectional.
Looking at your last two games, you scored 70 and 75 points. How would you explain the offensive outburst from your team?
Guys have done a good job, and we've just been more efficient. In our losses and some other games this year, we're turning the ball over. We turned the ball over way too much. In those games, we were under double digits. And then just the ball gets moved very quickly. It shares. It doesn't stick. And these guys are high-caliber basketball players when we're not turning the ball over. So it's just fun to see those guys execute and get some of those, capitalize on some of those possessions.
Your opponent tonight, the South Dearborn Knights, played them a couple weeks ago. You haven't lost since. It was a 54-51 loss. Was there any moments in that game or statistical categories that stood out that was kind of the difference that you can turn around and focus on here tonight?
Yeah, and I feel like I maybe know South Dearborn better than my own team right now in terms of watching film and studying them. Kiki's the key. He is for 6 of 8 threes. He's shooting 19% his last four games from three. I don't expect that tonight. I think he'll put on a performance tonight. We've got to make sure we weather that storm. He's going to score. We just got to make sure one of our goals is to make sure every single score is contested, especially Kiki, to try to make him run him off his shot. Sometimes you can, our zone will do its job, you run him off the shot, and then like in our game, he'll sidestep and he's still hitting from 23 feet. So very, very talented player. I think he'll absolutely be an all-conference player in that caliber of team. And then we've got to take care of defensive boards. They hurt us early in that game there, South Dearborn, with offensive rebounding, especially in the first quarter. And we've got to play our type of basketball. We had some very careless turnovers. When you talk about a one-possession game, a three-point game, every one of those turnovers counts. We had way too many careless of those.
And one final thing, you got some young men that have certainly been in this situation before playing in big games. Every possession matters in tournament play. What's going to be your message to your team before they take the court tonight?
Their best is enough. We really prepared well. We've had excellent practices. I think we've got schemes in to go against some things that South Dearborn surprised us with in the first game, and that's on me, right, in terms of some of their defensive pressure. I think they know now where the outlets are, how to attack it efficiently, and just go out. Their best is enough. They play together. It's one of my favorite groups. I've been blessed with all good groups, right, good dudes, but this is one that's just very, very tight, very connected. They care about each other. They love each other. They play hard for each other. Let's just go out and play our best, and I've been telling them this. If a team knocks us out of this tournament, they will have played very well. So I can guarantee the Bulldogs' effort will be stellar. It's just a matter of if we get the ball in the hoop, need a little bit of luck, and that'll be the case tonight as well.
All right, well, as always, thank you for your time and good luck tonight.
Awesome. Appreciate good talking to you.
All right, that is Batesville head coach Aaron Garrett. When we come back, we will have keys to the game, starting lineups, and tip-off from Sectional 29. You're listening to High School Hoops on Eagle Country 99.3 and EagleCountryOnline.com.
Healthcare is made simple with the Dearborn County Health Department and MOP, the Mobile Outreach Partnership. Every Wednesday evening, they host clinics from 5 to 7 in the Hamline Basement on High Street in Lawrenceburg. The Health Department offers flu shots, blood pressure and glucose checks, asthma kits, cessation registration. You can get connected with community resources, and it's 100% free. It's every Wednesday evening in the Hamline Basement. Find more at dchealthdepartment.org.
Folks, it's just that simple. Cars and trucks, cheaper in Milan at the Tom TP Auto Center.
Proudly broadcasting from the Tom TP Auto Center studios inside the Eagle's Nest. Thank you for listening to WSCH, Aurora, Lawrenceburg, Greendale, Dillsboro, Batesville, Bright. Your hometown radio station is Eagle Country 99.3.
Hey, it's Double T. I have all the hometown news and sports you want at EagleCountryOnline.com.
And welcome back to Greensburg High School. We are just seconds away here from tip-off tonight between South Dearborn and Batesville. Our sectional broadcast this week are presented by Ivy Tech Community College. Attend Tuesdays at the Tech to explore programs and career options and take a personalized tour. Travis Thayer, Steve Geeston with you here tonight. Travis, we've heard from both coaches. What are the keys to the game?
I think three-point shooting is going to be big, in particular for this South Dearborn team. They're tough to beat when they're making shots from downtown. Also, loosen things up with that zone, help them get inside. For Batesville, conversely, they want to use their size advantage down low, get points in the paint. I think the freshmen for South Dearborn are going to be key. They can't let the moment be too big for them. And this one's pretty generic for all postseason games, free throws, turnovers, the little things like that. You got to be good in those categories.
All right, time now for the starting lineup to live. Starting lineup to live is brought to you by CASA. CASA, always think prevention. Talk to your teens about the risks of underage drinking and vaping from a young age. And Travis, what are the starters tonight?
All right, for the home, South Dearborn Knights in the backcourt, 5'11 senior guard number one, Brody Tiki. He'll be joined by 6'1 senior guard number two, Hudson Shackelford, and 5'8 senior guard number three, Peyton Hill. In the front court, 6 foot senior forward number five, Adam Kunkel, and 6'2 sophomore forward number 22, Mason Hamlet. For the Batesville Bulldogs to be the guest on the scoreboard tonight. Two guards, 5'9 sophomore, number three, Trenton Wurz, and a 5'10 senior, number 11, Gus Prickle. In the front court, 6'4 junior forward, number 20, Cade Kaiser, 6'2 senior, number 30, Sam Johnson, and 6'2 senior, number 42, Jack Bruntmeyer. Your starting lineup to live.
All right, thank you very much, Travis. We are just about seconds away here. They're introducing the teams to both to the crowd here at Greensburg. Batesville, the visiting team, as you mentioned, wearing their road blue uniforms trimmed in white. And South Dearborn, the home team tonight, they'll be wearing their white jerseys, white pants, with blue numbers trimmed in red.
I wanted to go back to that first meeting in the regular season, 54-51. South Dearborn wins. They outscored Batesville 27-17 in the middle quarters, second and third. Let's see if maybe a big run from one of these two teams can get that distance and help them close it out here tonight.
I know you talked with Coach Koskov, and he mentioned free throw shooting that night. The Knights were 9 of 17 for the game. In that fourth quarter, though, Scout Gray, 8 of 9 at the line, as the Bulldogs tried to mount the comeback, and Gray was able to put the
ball. A little ice in the veins for Scout there down the stretch. He's a very talented player. I think if he plays really well tonight, that will increase the Knights' chances of winning. You mentioned the 9 free throws that they made. They made 9 threes, 9 of 20. I really think that was the big difference in that three-point win. They made 3 more threes than Batesville did. You heard Coach Garrett talk about some of the untimely turnovers from his Bulldogs team. We're expecting it to be pretty close here again tonight. Again, it's going to come down to those little things. Making a shot in a crucial moment, getting a 50-50 ball, taking care of the basketball, those are all things that are really magnified this time of the year.
Yeah, as you mentioned earlier, it is win or go home time here in sectional play in Indiana. Our earlier game tonight was Connersville defeating Franklin County 30-25 in overtime. That is not a mistake. It was 30-25 in overtime. So the Spartans advance to Friday night. They'll take on the winner of this second game here tonight between Batesville and South Dearborn. Our first game here Friday night will be here for you on Eagle Country 99.3 and EagleCountryOnline.com. It'll be Lawrenceburg taking on Greensburg.
Yeah, Franklin County, that's going to be a long, silent bus trip home. They were up 8 points in that fourth quarter and let it slip away. So a tough loss for the Wildcats.
All right, we're ready to put the ball in play. Cade Kaiser jumps again. Mason Hamlin in the opening tip. Going to be controlled by the Bulldogs. Batesville going from right to left here to open the first half. They worked around the perimeter. Prickle
Man-to-man for South Dearborn.
Lures keeps it on the left side of the court, looking to post down low, throws cross-court to Sam Johnson. Johnson drives right baseline, cut off there, picks up his dribble, finds some help to Kaiser. Skip pass across to Lures. He fires a three off the rim. No. Shackelford books the rebound for the night. Shackelford into the front court for South Dearborn. Splits through the defense, into the lane, cut off there. South Dearborn works around the perimeter, handles on the right side.
So like I mentioned, Tiki not out front, kind of moving around against this 2-3 zone. He loops all the way around and gets it at half court. He'll shoot it out there, by the way.
He
Steve.
Will. Yeah, he's got unlimited range. He's in the gym. He's open. Shackelford now gets the handle. South Dearborn very patient here on offense here to start with. Hill dribbled out towards the center circle. Baseball zone extends out to meet them at near half court. Hill gets it back. He'll take a three from the volleyball spike. Wow. Body hits it.
What a shot.
Peyton Hill's first three of the game. Deep three, and the Knights are up 3-0. 6:45 to play here.
He thought about it, made a pass, got it back, and said, I'm going to fire it this time. Hit it from the spike line.
So Batesville back to the offensive end here. Sam Johnson comes across to Trent Lures, left side. Kate Kaiser finds his way to the rim. Contact and a foul, and he's going to go to the line, shoot the three for the three-point play.
Yeah, just late rotation from Kunkel, sliding underneath Kaiser as he was already in the air. And that 6'4 frame, strong body, able to make it through the contact. Chance to tie it up with the old-fashioned three-point play.
Kunkel coming in, or Kaiser, 73% free throw shooter on the season as he sinks this one. And we are tied at 6:32 to play here in the opening quarter.
A little full court pressure from Batesville and near careless turnover by South Dearborn.
South Dearborn still has to break across the 10-second line. They do get into Hamlin in the front court. Now Shackelford handles top of the key.
Good pass.
Drops it down low to Peyton Hill, and Hill's pass gets up and good.
Hill with five quick points, but Shackelford just finding a soft spot against that zone, was able to get right in the middle of the paint. Easy basket for Peyton Hill. Shortest guy on the floor, scores right underneath the basket.
Batesville trying to answer on the offensive end. Sam Johnson takes a three from the left side. He hits a three.
Yeah, much like Tiki, you got to know where Sam Johnson is at. Dangerous three-point shooter right at close to 40% on the season.
5:50 to play here in the opening quarter. It's 6-5 Batesville.
I didn't think 30-25 would stick in this game.
No, it did not. Kunkel at the free throw line. Back to Hill. Goes over to Tiki now left side. Batesville comes out and guards him. South Dearborn content to work around the perimeter at this point. Shackelford gets it back from Hill. Shackelford near top of the circle. Goes towards center court. Back over to Tiki. Down low on the baseline to Hamlet, left side. Kick out to Shackelford, top of the key. Shackelford into the free throw lane. Pulls up for the floater from 15. It's up and good. After Shackelford's first point of the contest, and the Knights retaking the lead, 7-6.
Another good job by Hudson Shackelford getting into the middle of the zone, and he's been hot as of late, 14.5 points per game over his last four.
Lures picks up his dribble in the corner, sits it away, skip pass to Johnson. Three on the way once again. This one off the back of the rim, no. Tiki rebounds for the Knights. Brody Tiki into the front court for South Dearborn. Head to Hudson Shackelford, left side. Shackelford cut off the lane. Cross course to Hamlet.
Hamlet. Oh, nice pump
good
fake.
Good shot fake. Basket's up and good. Mason Hamlet on the board, and the Knights lead 9-6, 4:45 to go here in the first quarter.
The last three baskets for South Dearborn has all come off of Hudson Shackelford creating for himself and his teammates.
So Batesville trying to answer, down by six. Kate Kaiser dribbles left side, guarded by Hamlet. Skip pass over to Johnson, right side corner, three on the way. This one's long. Hamlet there for the rebound. Tiki brings it across for South Dearborn. Goes over to Kunkel, left side. Kunkel finds Peyton Hill at the free throw line. Now Hudson Shackelford gets it. Batesville in the 2-3 zone. Extend it out, though, and Coach Costner is going to take a timeout. Looks like he'll take a 30-second timeout, which gives us a chance to remind you to tune in to Crunch Time every Monday from 6 to 6:30 for all the latest information in hometown sports. Crunch Time is presented by OrthoSensi Orthopedics and Sports Medicine.
Just noticed something on that possession right there before it really got started and Coach Cosgrove took the timeout. Brody Tiki was on the right wing, really extended out well behind the three-point line, but he's drawing so much attention. There's a gap you can drive a Mack truck through at the top of that 2-3 zone. It's no wonder Hudson Shackelford has had success penetrating the middle of that zone, scoring and having two assists on the past three possessions.
Absolutely, and Shackelford is just he's that type of player. He's a good slasher, very athletic young man, 6'2" senior. He's a wide receiver on the football team for the night. And as you mentioned, the guy inside that zone is making creative havoc right now. So after the timeout, South Dearborn only man the ball on the sideline. Coco goes all the way in the backcourt to Tiki. 4:15 to play here in the first quarter. Knights enjoying a 9-6 lead. Shackford has it near center circle. Batesville, they switch up to a man-to-man, or they're still in the zone?
Yeah, they're still in the zone. They're just really dedicating a lot of resources to stay close to Brody Tiki.
Out of course, Kreiser with a big block for Batesville. Goes out of bounds. It'll stay with South Dearborn.
Kreiser averaging a couple blocks a game at 6'4", another talented wide receiver for
exactly.
The Batesville Bulldogs.
South Dearborn inbounds into the backcourt. Shackford now walks across for the night. South Dearborn leading 9-6, 3:45 to play here in the first quarter. Hill has it left side. Hill scores to Tiki out of the pass. Johnson takes the interception for Batesville, is what I'm trying to say. Cross courts over here to Prickle. Prickle cut off. He tries to drive left side. Batesville has Carson Hartley in the game. He handles now out near center circle for the Bulldogs.
Good steal by Tiki. Oh, nearly a steal.
Tiki deflects it out of bounds. It'll stay with Batesville. On the floor for Batesville, you've got Prickle, you've got Hartley, you've got Kreiser, you've got Johnson, and you've got Grunkemeyer. The Knights still with their starters in the game. That's Tiki and Shackelford and Kunkel and Hill and Hamlet.
See Connor Huff for the first time here momentarily.
Kreiser drives left side, misses the shot, but he's fouled on the way up. He's going to shoot two.
So against Hamlet, be his first, team second.
Guys, from the free throw line, he was 1-of-1 earlier, completed a traditional three-point play here in the first quarter. He eyes the first and gets it to go. As you mentioned for the night, Connor Huff checking in. Huff replacing Hamlet. Huff, 6'3" junior, gives Knights a little bit more size up front. Kreiser stop size the second. This one's good as well. Kreiser with 5 here in the quarter, and the Bulldogs draw within 2. It's 9-7 South Dearborn, and now Batesville can pick up full court.
South Dearborn was able to get a basket against that full court pressure the first time.
Peyton Hill at the free throw line. Back to Adam Kunkel outside the arc. Top of the key, over to Brody Tiki. Now Hill, we've seen his range already tonight. He's hit one from the volleyball spike line. Tiki in the center circle, back to Hill. Now Kunkel. They find Shackelford, down low to Huff, shot fake, basket up and good.
And these South Dearborn Knights have certainly been taught when they catch the ball underneath, make sure you're pump faking. These Batesville players want to go for the block.
Carson Hartley across the timeline for Batesville. Tiki pounding him on defense.
5-second call, almost. Yeah, Brody was calling for it.
Johnson drives left side, pulls up the 10-footer. No good. Shackelford rebounds for the night. South Dearborn quickly into the front court with Shackelford.
Ooh.
Back to Tiki. Tiki shot fake around Grunkemeyer. Pulls up for three off the back of the rim. No. Loose ball rebound picked up by Kunkel. His putback, no. Hill gets the offensive rebound for the night. Third crack at the basket here for South Dearborn.
That's similar to what happened in the first meeting between these two teams. South Dearborn was able to get some offensive rebounds, and they score off the Kunkel shot from the free throw line. Highly efficient first quarter for South Dearborn.
Kunkel with his first points of the contest, and 5 different Knights have scored here in the first quarter. None of them are named Brody Tiki.
There are 6 of 8 from the field.
13-8, a 5-point Knight lead under 2 minutes in the quarter.
Good hands there.
Ball deflected. Huff with a near steal, but Johnson keeps the possession for Batesville.
Oh.
Now Shackelford does take it away. Shackelford into the front court. He's got 1-on-3. He's going to pull up for the floater. Misses the shot. Long rebound tipped out to Huff. Another crack for the Knight. Shackelford again to the free throw line. Tries to go to Huff, and then turnover as Gus Prickle pulls. Takes it away for Batesville. Batesville pushing the numbers up. Hartley. Cross court to Grunkemeyer. His basket, no. Offensive rebound, Grunkemeyer. Looks for some help. Goes out to Kreiser. He'll take 3 from the top of the key. Off the rim, no. Shackelford rebounds for the night. Now they're going to slowly bring it across the timeline. As we come up with a 1:10 mark to go here in the first quarter. Knights with a 5-point lead. He'll at the free throw line out to Shackelford. Shot fake. Now he takes the 3, misses it. Grunkemeyer rebounds for Batesville.
Good look. They worked inside out against the zone. Unfortunate to come away with an empty possession.
Down low to Grunkemeyer. Reverse layups up and good. Nice move by Jack Grunkemeyer. Batesville took advantage of their size mismatch down low that time.
And it scored against 2 Knights, just showing off his strength down low.
13-10 your score. Knights by 3. 40 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Peyton Hill over to Brody Tiki left side outside the arc. Now Shackelford. The Knights are going to play for a final shot here.
Trending that way.
Go to the end of 25 seconds to go in the quarter.
hard to pass it around for that long without turning it over. Batesville's going to come out, extend some pressure.
Tiki touch past the hill. Good ball movement, but Batesville zone recovers. Down to 13 seconds. Now Shackelford handles outside the arc at the top of the circle. And has taken away. Hartley to the rim. Layup up and good. Carson Hartley's first point in the contest. And that will do it for the first quarter of action. Your score at the end of one. It is South Dearborn 13, Batesville 12. You're listening to High School Sports on Eagle Country 99.3 and EagleCountryOnline.com. Back after this.
Discover Lawrenceburg, a city on the rise. ThinkLawrenceburg.com.
Hello, folks. Kelly Milan here. Think local and grow local in Lawrenceburg, Indiana. The city of Lawrenceburg is a dedicated community partner in supporting local businesses, exceptional educational opportunities, and award-winning recreational outlets as a vital economic investment and quality of life experiences for our citizens and visitors. Visit thinklawrenceburg.com and discover why Lawrenceburg is a city on the rise.
Hey, I'm Chelsea from your Eagle Country Morning Show. Join me weekday mornings from 5:30 to 10 a.m. And thanks for listening to your hometown station, Eagle Country 99.3.
All right, we're back here at Greensburg High School. This final opening round game of Sectional 29, South Dearborn leading Batesville 13-12 after one quarter of play. Our sectional broadcast this week on Eagle Country Online and Eagle 99.3 are presented by Ivy Tech Community College. Schedule now for Tuesdays at the Ivy Tech at ivytech.edu/Tuesdays. South Dearborn gets the ball first open play here in the second quarter. Brody Tiki walks across the timeline for the night. South Dearborn goes to the bench, brings in a couple of the freshmen, Scout Gray, Mason Lane, Xander Schwab in the game, and he takes the long two. Schwab with a two in the ninth, lead by three, 15-12.
And Schwab, a big man that can stretch the floor. He's battled injuries for much of this season, but welcome sight as he knocks down a shot on that last possession.
For Batesville, they got a couple subs in. Braden Maple into the ballgame for the Bulldogs. He gets the skip pass here, skips over in the corner to Hartley. He'll take a three, leaves it short. Brokemeyer, offensive rebound inside, misses inside. Put back by Batesville, no good by Kaiser, but he's fouled. He'll go to the line and shoot two. That inside dominance of the Bulldogs paying off there, and three cracks at the basket.
Just the long arms, Cade Kaiser, to keep that ball alive, just tipping it around until he could haul it in. And back to the free throw line for the third time. He misses that time, however.
Kaiser with 5 points in the quarter to lead Batesville. Peyton Hill had five in the first quarter to lead South Dearborn. 7:17 to go. We're just underway here in the second quarter of action. So please are joining us here tonight on Eagle Country 99.3. Kaiser misses both, so Batesville with the offensive rebound. They work it around to Maple for a three in the quarter. Misses. Drunkenmeyer offensive rebound.
Good pass
inside. Another miss. This time Lane clears the rebound for South Dearborn.
Fortunate for South Dearborn. Gave up some offensive rebounds. Batesville comes up empty, missed a couple free throws and a couple bunnies.
Got Gray into the ballgame. He's going to draw a foul. He's going to go against Trenton Lures of the Bulldogs. It'll be his first and Batesville's first. First of the quarter and first of the game against the Bulldogs.
And it's been a pretty free-flowing game so far. Of course, when Batesville's locked in a 2-3 zone, there's not going to be a ton of fouls on that end unless the offense is really aggressive going towards the basket.
Sam Johnson returning to the lineup for Batesville. 6:50 to play here in the second quarter. South Dearborn with a 15-12 lead. The Knights led by 13-12 at the end of one. Scott Gray at the free throw line. Kicks out to Schwab. Long three on the way. In and out. No. Rebound comes down to Maple of the Bulldogs. Maple will bring it across the timeline for Batesville. Goes over to Sam Johnson on the left side. Johnson picks up his dribble. Sends it over to Lures cross court. Lures picks up. Looks for some help. Gets Johnson out near center circle. Batesville rerunning the offense here. Carson Hartley handles out front. Now Maple. Maple trying to find Grunkmeyer down low. Cannot get it to him, so they go back out to Hartley. Three on the way by Lures. Got it. Trent Lures, first basket for the ballgame. And we are tied at 15.
Yeah, Tiki was just helping off of Lures too much. As Grunkmeyer is getting a lot of attention down low, as he should. A tie-up down low here.
They get it down to Huff, and he loses the handle. Coming down and taken away for Batesville's Maple, and it's going to turn over to the Bulldogs on the alternate possession. Batesville can bring Cade Kaiser back into the contest for the Bulldogs. 5:55 to go here in the second quarter. We are tied at 15. It's our first tie of the ball game. Second tie, we were tied at 3 in the first quarter. South Dearborn picking up a little token full court now. Now they're going to back off. Hartley comes across the timeline, goes over to Kaiser right side. Kaiser guarded by Huff.
Good crossover dribble.
Maple back to Johnson outside the arc. Now Hartley handles. Hartley picks up his dribble. He needs some help. Finds Lures. He streaks out.
Kaiser there.
Spins his way into the lane. But kicks it back to Johnson. No shot yet for Batesville. 5:25 to go here in the second quarter. We're knotted at 15.
Now Scout Gray's got to switch with somebody. He's mismatched against Kaiser. If Kaiser takes him down low, but out of awareness hasn't kicked in just yet, Steve.
It is not. Johnson handles the corner. Picks up the dribble. Goes to Kaiser. Still has Gray on him, but he's well outside the arc. Now Kaiser tries to drive in. Kicks off to Maple. They do get the switch as Gray picks up Maple off the switch. Now Schwab has Kaiser. Down low to Maple.
And good defensive possession. Still the foul.
There's going to be a foul coming up here against the Knights. I think they're going to tiki for that.
He just reached in, help side defense trying to create a steal down low.
For the Bulldogs, Drunkenmeyer returning to the contest, and for the Knights, Shackelford back in. Batesville will have the basketball. We'll be manning on the baseline. They have the 4:57 to go here in the second quarter, 15-12 your score.
Might be South Dearborn's most talented lineup. Tiki, Shackelford, Schwab, Gray, and Lane.
Batesville kicking it around the perimeter. Hartley in the corner. Step back three on the way. It's banked at home. Wow. Carson Hartley now with 5 as he goes to the bank.
Yeah, great pump fake and step back. A little lucky to bank it in, but you'll take them any way you can get them at sectional.
18-15, and the Knights are going to turn over in the backcourt. Over and back to call against the Knights. It'll be Batesville basketball. And they're going to say it's on the baseline. So Batesville will be inbounding on the baseline. Bulldogs leading by 3 on that bank three-pointer by Hartley. 4:28 to play here in the second quarter. Johnson to put the ball in play for the Bulldogs. It's into Grunkemeyer. Shackelford for the steal. Shackelford to the rim. Basket's up and good.
Great heads-up play by Shackelford to read that they were just going to throw it in to the elbow. And was able to take it away.
Drunkenmeyer loses his footing on the way to the rim, goes out of bounds. It'll be a turnover by Batesville.
How good has Hudson Shackelford been in this game?
He's only got 4 points, but he's doing a lot of the little things you don't see in the stat sheet right now. A
couple of assists. Great steal right there. So doing it all thus far.
Bulldogs leading by 1, 18-17, coming up at the halfway mark here of the second quarter. Shackelford at the free throw line. Goes back to Scout Gray. Down low to Hamlet. Hamlet goes back to Kunkel. Batesville zone resets. Now Tiki gets the handle. Well,
they got Gray in the middle of the zone. Sorry, Steve. He's a smaller player, but he can certainly create.
Tiki, 3 from the top of the key. Off the rim, no. Johnson rebounds for the Bulldogs. Ahead to Gus Prickle. Prickle into the front court. Picked up by Kunkel. Back to Johnson, over to Kaiser. Kaiser going to drive right side, kicks it to Grunkemeyer at the free throw line. Cross course to Prickle. Prickle with a 3 on the way, and he got it. Bulldogs with 3 threes here in the quarter, and they lead by 3, 20-17. They got lead by 4, 21-17.
Yeah, they got off to a slow start from the 3-point line, but they're now 4 of 9.
Shackelford shot fake, gets to the lane. Knights work it around the perimeter. Hamill handles now outside the arc. Back to Shackelford. Shackelford near the center circle. So there was Scott Gray on the left side. Coming up at 3 minutes to go here in the second quarter. Bulldogs with a 21-17 lead. Comes with the free throw line. Looks for some help. Finds a cutting Shackelford. Shackelford cut off by Kaiser. Finds Gray in the lane. Gray block shot. Blocked by Batesville. Johnson picked up the rebound for the Bulldogs. Ahead to Prickle. Prickle into the front court for those Bulldogs. Hands off to Hartley. Hartley guarded by Kunkel.
All over.
Very physical on defense. No whistle. Hartley to the rim. Misses the shot. Hamlet rebounds for the Knights. And now he's going to be fouled on the rebound. Foul to go against Jack Drunkenmeyer of the Bulldogs. That'll be his first and team's second of the quarter. 2:32 to play here in the second quarter. It's Bulldogs 21, Knights 17.
Yeah, just five fouls overall so far in this first half. They've been letting them play. As you can see, Kunkel was guarding very closely at midcourt. So we like that kind of basketball. Keep it free flowing.
That's exactly right. Here comes Tiki across the timeline for the Knights. Throws into the front court to Shackelford. Baseball, 2-3 zone, well extended out beyond the arc. Shackelford at the top of the key, goes to Hill at the free throw line. Hill looks for some help, dribbles it out of pressure. Now back to Shackelford. Kunkel now goes to the free throw line, gets the pass there. Picks up his dribble, finds Hill cutting to the rim. And Johnson takes it away for Batesville. Good save by Frickle, ahead to Kaiser. Johnson in the corner. Knight defense recovers to get back on defense. Okay, so we're going to rerun the offense here as we go under 2 minutes to play here in the second quarter.
South Dearborn's doing a good job of fronting Grumpmeyer down low.
Kaiser drives left side. His left-handed layup's up and good. Kaiser's first points of the quarter, and the Bulldogs have outscored the Knights 11-4 to enjoy a six-point lead.
Just mentioned the second and third quarter, 27-17. South Dearborn won that in the first contest. Batesville's flipping the script here tonight.
South Dearborn working around the perimeter here. So we got 1:25 to play here in the first half. Kunkel at the top of the key. The Bulldogs are going to let him shoot a three if he wishes. Shackelford, free throw line, picks up his dribble, needs some help, finds Tiki. Tiki,
what a play.
Nice skipping around to Hill. And Batesville defense recovers. They find Hamlet down low. His reverse layup, got it. Mason Hamlet's basket's good. Makes it 23-19, Bulldogs by four, under a minute to play here in the first quarter. First half.
Shackelford making things happen for the Knights. Great vision on that last possession.
Kaiser handles outside the arc for Batesville. Drives into the lane for Shackelford. Kicks it off to the left side, Frickle. Three on the way, got it. Gus Frickle's second three of the quarter. Bulldogs back up by seven, 26-19, 35 seconds to go in the half.
It's just simple dribble penetration from Batesville, drive and kick, and they've been able to exploit them from the corner. Frickle making a couple of those threes.
Shackelford back to Kunkel. Now Hill. Tiki gets it out well outside the arc. He's near center court. Finds Kunkel top of the key. 20 seconds to go in the half. Shackelford handles left side. Shackelford near center court. Picks up his dribble. Finds Hamlet down low on the left baseline. Back to Hill. Hill at the free throw line at 7 seconds.
That'll be clock aware.
Back to Tiki at four. Tiki splits through the double team, tries to go down low. Batesville takes away. Grunkmeyer, three-quarter court. It is no good. But that's the end of the first half. A big quarter by the Bulldogs, and they lead at the end of They lead at the half, 26-19. You're listening to High School Sports on Eagle Country 99.3 and EagleCountryOnline.com.
Does your foot or ankle pain slow you down? Having practiced podiatry in southeastern Indiana for more than 15 years, Dr. Amy Jelinek has a wealth of experience helping people treat issues related to their feet. Her areas of focus range from foot and ankle trauma and arthritis to tendon repair and complications caused by diabetes. Dr. Jelinek sees patients at her office located on State Road 129 in Batesville. To learn more, call 812-932-4700.
Healthcare positions are now available at OrthoCincy Orthopedics and Sports Medicine at their Lawrenceburg office and offices in Ohio and Kentucky. Start earning paid time off on your very first day with 401k and company match, comprehensive medical, dental, and vision, paid holidays, tuition reimbursement, and more. Apply at OrthoCincy.com or simply walk in weekdays for an on-the-spot interview. More details at OrthoCincy.com. That's OrthoCincy with a Y.com.
Taco Bell just dropped the new Craving Value menu. Now you can get 10 items for $3 or less, which means you can get the food you want for the price you want. It's almost like you can have your cake and eat it too. But in this case, it's a double stack taco from the new Cravings Value menu. So basically, you can have your double stack taco and eat it too, which is a lot crunchier than cake. The new Cravings Value menu is here. Get it at Taco Bell today. At participating U.S. Taco Bell locations while supplies last. Contact store for price and participation which vary. Tax extra.
Starting with one store in 1978, Boot Barn has become the largest Western and workwear retailer in the nation. Supporting those who feed, build, and protect America, we offer the largest selection of cowboy boots, work boots, Western wear, workwear, and outdoor gear. With over 500,000 pairs of boots and thousands of top-quality jeans and clothing, it's an honor to support the people who make our country so great. Boot Barn. keep West.
Hi, I'm a Dearborn County Youth Ambassador, and we are hosting our annual Youth Summit on March 13th. This anticipated field trip for all 8th graders in Dearborn County is a day of learning as our culture grows more tolerant of substance use and unhealthy behaviors. Last year, the summit hosted 800 people at the Lawrenceburg Event Center. Activities are run by teens, making students feel more comfortable and open to discussing tough topics such as alcohol, drugs, vaping, stress, and peer pressure. If you would like to sponsor us in the annual Youth Summit, visit DearbornCountyCASA.com.
Fast track your education while saving on college costs with Ivy Tech's accelerated program. Students can earn a 2-year degree in only 11 months through ASAP. Ivy Tech credits easily transfer to 4-year colleges with a more affordable option to complete a bachelor's degree. Whether you know your career path or want to explore the possibilities, ASAP is a great place to start. Stop by Ivy Tech Lawrenceburg to learn more about ASAP or visit our website at ivytech.edu to schedule your visit now.
Hi, I'm a Dearborn County Youth Ambassador, and we are hosting our annual Youth Summit on March 13th. This anticipated field trip for all 8th graders in Dearborn County is a day of learning as our culture grows more tolerant of substance use and unhealthy behaviors. Last year, the summit hosted 800 people at the Lawrenceburg Event Center. Activities are run by teens, making students feel more comfortable and open to discussing tough topics such as alcohol, drugs, vaping, stress, and peer pressure. If you would like to sponsor us in the annual Youth Summit, visit DearbornCountyCASA.com.
Hey, it's Double T. Join me every Monday evening, 6 to 6:30 for 30 minutes of nonstop sports conversation with high school athletes and coaches. It's crunch time on Eagle Country 99.3.
And we're back here at the half where it's Batesville leading South Dearborn by a score of 26-19. Our sectional broadcasts this week are presented by Ivy Tech Community College. Take your next step at Ivy Tech, Lawrenceburg, Batesville, your hometown college. Steve Giesing, Travis Thayer with you here tonight from Greensburg High School. Again, at the half, it's Batesville leading 26-19. It's time now for the Ivy Tech Community College Stats Report. At Ivy Tech, scholarships are available and textbooks are free. Taking a look first at individual scoring for Batesville, Cade Kaiser has 7 in the first half, Carson Hartley with 5, 6 for Gus Prickle, 3 for Trenton Lewis, 3 for Sam Johnson, and 2 for Jack Grunkemeyer. For South Dearborn in the first half, they were led by Peyton Hill with 5, Mason Hamlin and Hudson Shackelford each with 4, and then they got 2 each from Adam Kunkel, Connor Huff, and Xander Schwab. And Travis, as we look at the first half stats, anything that jumps out at you?
Yeah, I think both teams are shooting the ball well. South Dearborn's 8 of 15 overall, 8 of 19 for Batesville. Batesville has been the better team from the three-point line, which was one of our keys to the game. 4 of 9, they got really hot there in the second quarter. South Dearborn just 1 of 5. I think turnover is another thing that's standing out, too. 7 for South Dearborn. They got really careless with the ball in that second quarter, which propelled Batesville to a 14-6 win in that second quarter, and now they're looking up at the scoreboard with a 7-point lead.
And certainly at the end of the game, we'll be naming our Wardway Fuel star of the game. Who's got your attention here in the first half?
For South Dearborn, Hudson Shackelford, for sure. Yes, he's only got the 4 points, but he's got 3 or 4 assists, impacting the game that way, getting his teammates open and getting them easy looks at the basket. He's also made a couple of great plays defensively. Conversely, for Batesville, it's basically the same ideology as Cade Kaiser has been in attack mode, getting to the basket, getting to the free throw line. He's scoring, getting his teammates open, and playing some good defense down there, too. We saw him block a shot or two. So those two players in particular impacting the game on both sides of the floor.
And certainly if you're Coach Aaron Garrett in the locker room right now with the Bulldogs, you're looking, you're enjoying a 7-point lead here at the break. And that was not a miss. I did not misspeak when I mentioned the South Dearborn scoring in the first half. 6 different nights scored in that first half. None of them named Birdie Tiki.
Right, and Tiki only got a couple looks at the basket, a couple threes. Again, he's been off from the three-point line these past few games. You heard Coach Garrett say he's 19% from the three-point line down the stretch of the regular season. Again, it only takes one to get a shooter of his caliber hot, so we'll see if they can get him some better looks in this second half because it seemed like the two that he got in the first half were a little forced, a little rushed. Get him a good, open, clean look, and that might be all he needs to unlock a big second half.
And we talked in the pregame show in our keys to the game. We mentioned the baseball dominance inside. Jack Grunkemeyer, Cade Kaiser, certainly in the second quarter, they showed up on the offensive glass.
Yeah, 8 points in the paint there, and it did come off of some of those offensive rebounds, giving them extra possessions. And the long arms of Kaiser, Grunkemeyer, keeping balls alive. And if they're not finishing there in the paint, as we've seen with Cade Kaiser, he's getting himself to the free throw line. So making 3 free throws off of some of those shots in the paint
can add to that total, if you ask me. So we'll call it 11 points in the paint if you consider the free throws. But, things are looking better for Batesville after that second quarter.
All right, we got about 3 minutes left to go here on the halftime clock. Both teams in the locker room still. So we're going to step out for a quick break. When we come back, we'll talk more about and revisit our keys to the game and get you ready for tonight's second half. Again, you're listening to High School Sports on Eagle Country 99.3 and EagleCountryOnline.com.
At Margaret Mary Health, they believe prevention and early detection are key in the fight against breast cancer. That's why they recommend all women receive mammograms yearly starting at the age of 40. When it comes to technology, they offer advanced 3D mammography to their patients. If you can't afford a mammogram or your insurance doesn't cover it, financial assistance is available thanks to funding from the Indiana Breast Cancer Awareness Trust. To find out if you qualify, call them at 812-933-5134.
Digging deeper to make ends meet? Now you can get a 30% tax credit with a geothermal heat pump system from Climate Master. Climate Master geothermal systems tap the constant temperature of the earth to provide heating, cooling, and hot water while keeping your home comfortable all year long. And Climate Master systems are so efficient, you'll save up to 70% on your energy bill. So the investment quickly pays for itself. Help the environment and help your budget. Call Jeff at Gehring or at GehringInc.com.
This message is a service of the Dearborn County Health Department.
How you doing? I'm HPV. That's human papillomavirus. And I'm a giver. A giver of cancer, that is. But you can prevent me and you can protect yourself, your child, or children with the HPV vaccine. The HPV vaccine protects against the most dangerous strains of the virus to help prevent cervical cancer in adulthood. Available for youth, teens, and young adults ages 9 to 45. To learn more and schedule an HPV vaccine appointment, visit DearbornCounty.org and click on the health tab.
Hey, it's Double T. Don't forget to submit a student highlight at EagleCountryOnline.com as we celebrate academic excellence, athletic achievement, extracurriculars, and more.
Back here at Greensburg at the half, it is Batesville leading South Dearborn by a score of 26-19. Once again, our sectional broadcasts this week are presented by Ivy Tech Community College. Attend Tuesdays at the Tech to explore programs and career options and take a personalized tour. Steve Giesing, Travis Thayer with you here tonight on Eagle Country 99.3 and EagleCountryOnline.com. And Travis, let's go back and revisit our keys to the game and how they play out in that first half.
Yeah, first thing we mentioned was the three-point shooting for South Dearborn. They made 9 the first time these two teams play. They were 1 of 5 from downtown. Peyton Hill making the very first one that they shot from the spike line, and then they go cold the rest of that first half. Points in the paint for Batesville, as we talked about in our stats report, 8 in the first half. We highlighted the freshman for the South Dearborn team, Scout Gray, Mason Lane. Didn't play big minutes in that first half and were really non-factors, but such talented players and young men that made impacts in that first game against Batesville. They didn't do anything bad, but they're capable scorers, and they might need to step up and make some big shots in the second half. And then free throws, turnovers. Batesville's winning both of those categories so far.
Yeah, looking at free throws, not a lie. In that first half, Batesville shot 5, all by Cade Kaiser. He was 3 of 5 at the stripe. South Dearborn did not get to the line at all in the first half. Batesville's only whistled for 2 team fouls in the entire first half. All right, second half underway. South Dearborn gets it first. The teams have flipped in, so South Dearborn now going from right to left. Shocker at the free throw line outside top of the key. Goes over to Kunkel, right side. Get it down to the right baseline to Hamlet. Get passed across the hill. Tiki back to Shocker top of the key. Now Tiki going into the middle. Hill, unable to get into the middle of the zone. Kunkel handles outside the arc, comes back to Shackelford near the center circle. Opening possession here of the second half, Batesville with a 7-point lead, 26-19. Shackelford gets into the lane, his 15-footer's up and good. Shackelford now with 6, and the Knights open the scoring first here in the second half, and they trail 26-21. Batesville gets it down low to Kaiser, left side. He's going to dribble it out into the corner. Ball deflected out by the Knights. They'll stay with the Bulldogs.
Going back to that South Dearborn possession, Shackelford looked like he was a little unsure if he was going to shoot that runner, able to get it to go for his 6-point. All the offense for South Dearborn has pretty much come through Hudson Shackelford here tonight.
Yes, it has. Kaiser drives into the lane, takes it right side, leaves the layup long, but just Brookmeyer with the offensive rebound.
Wow.
No. Hamlet gets the rebound for South Dearborn. Here comes Shackelford into the front court. Tiki's trying to trail. He finds Hamlet down low, and his basket's up and good. Again, Hudson Shackelford initiating the offense. Hamlet now with 6 for the night.
Shackelford's been fantastic. The vision he's displayed here tonight, unbelievable.
Yeah,
great flip to the basket.
Drunkenmeyer with the basket up and good for Batesville. He's got 4. 28-23, a five-point Bulldog lead, 6:30 to play here in the third quarter. Shackelford works near center circle for the Knights. Passes over to Hill, back to Shackelford, all outside the arc at the moment.
Tiki was running the baseline momentarily, pops out to the wing.
Now they get to Kunkel in the free throw lane, back to Shackelford. He'll take a three, off the rim, no, rebound by Kaiser. Kaiser's going to push the pace ahead. Shackelford gets back on defense, Kaiser to the rim, and they're going to get Shackelford for the block. So Kaiser will go to the line, shoot two more free throws for the Bulldogs.
Kaiser certainly been in attack mode all game long. He'll take a couple threes a game, but not really the strongest part of his game. Loves to get down low, get to the rim.
Kaiser 3-5 with the stripe in the first half. He hits the first. That foul was on Shackelford. That's his first, team's first of the quarter. Kaiser's good on the first free throw. He now has 8 in the ballgame. Here comes the second, and Kaiser gets them both. Knights scored the first 4 of the quarter. Bulldogs answer with 4. They reclaimed the 7-point lead they had at the break. Coming up at the 6-minute mark to play here in the third quarter. Knights working around the perimeter. Peyton Hill back to Shackelford. Shackelford near the center court. Over to Hill. Hill's outside. Baseball in the 2-3 zone. Shackelford tries to cut. Can't penetrate into the zone. Brings it back out. Goes over to Hill here on the left side. Back to Shackelford, top of the key. Shackelford now finds Kunkel at the free throw line. Tries to find Hamlet. And a little miscommunication by the Knights. Another turnover by SD.
Yeah, something I noticed on that possession. It looks like Grunkemeyer is playing the defensive captain role. He is shouting out where Tiki is at all times, head on a swivel.
Here come the Bulldogs into the front court. Prickle brings it across the timeline for Batesville. Goes over to Kaiser. Kaiser in center circle. He's going to try to drive all the way to the rim. Gets it down the right side. South Hamlin leaves him alone. Takes it to the rim. Gets the basket to go. And he'll draw a foul. He has a chance for a three-point play.
Pretty great move there from Kaiser as he was dribbling to the basket. Shackelford was on his hip. He made a slight move like he was going to dribble back out to the corner. And that freed up enough space for him to power up on the baseline and, again, finishing through contact.
Kaiser in double figures, first player in double figures tonight. He's got 11, chance to add 12 with the stripe, and it has a chance to put Batesville up double digits for the first time in the game tonight. South Hebron going to the bench to bring in Xander Schwab, Scout Gray, and Mason Lane. Kaiser's free throws up and good. He's got 5 early on here in the quarter. And we got a timeout on the floor. It's a full 60-second timeout. We'll take a break with them. You're listening to High School Sports on Eagle Country 99.3 and EagleCountryOnline.com.
Fast track your education while saving on college costs with Ivy Tech's accelerated program. Students can earn a 2-year degree in only 11 months through ASAP. Ivy Tech credits easily transfer to 4-year colleges with a more affordable option to complete a bachelor's degree. Whether you know your career path or want to explore the possibilities, ASAP is a great place to start. Stop by Ivy Tech Lawrenceburg to learn more about ASAP or visit our website at ivytech.edu to schedule your visit now.
Hey, it's Double T. Follow Eagle Country 99.3 on Facebook, Instagram, and X for all the latest in hometown news, sports, and more.
Back at Greensburg High School, we have 5:30 to go here in quarter number 3. The Bulldogs have extended out to a 10-point lead. They lead South Dearborn by a score of 33-23. Our sectional broadcasts this week are presented by Ivy Tech Community College. Schedule now for Tuesdays at the Tech for at ivytech.edu/Tuesday. And Travis, as we look at the start of this third quarter, Batesville dominating inside, Kaiser with 5 early points here in the quarter.
That's kind of been the story for Batesville. Their offense going through Kaiser, it's just been a lot of downhill at the basket. And such a strong physical player finishing at the rim, not really a problem for Kate Kaiser.
Scott Gray takes a 3 from the top of the key, and he hits it. Gray's first point of the contest.
Just a little bit too much space there at the top of the key. They were laying off Gray. That's a welcome sight for South Dearborn. They need someone to hit some threes to maybe open things up for Tiki.
Batesville comes down, goes down to Grunkemeyer down low. He powers his way to the rim. Grunkemeyer with 4. It's a 9-point Batesville lead, 35-26. Mason Lane handles for the Knights outside the arc. Now Shackelford at the free throw line. Shackelford picks up his dribble, looks for some help, finds Lane down low. Lane spins into the lane, blocked away by Kaiser. Grunkemeyer picks up the loose ball for Batesville. Shackelford takes it back away for the Knights, steals into the front court. Here comes Shackelford into the lane. Picks up the dribble, looks for some help, goes to Scout Gray outside the arc right side. Tiki runs through the baseline, can't find him. Cross court to Lane. Lane on the left side. Schwab, top of the key. Now Tiki. Back over to Gray here on the left side. Gray hit a 3 seconds ago. Gray over to Schwab. Tiki trying to set a screen up. Tiki gets it back. They find Lane at the free throw line. Lane finds Tiki cutting, but unable to, not a clean catch. Tiki back to Gray. Halfway through quarter number three, it's 35-26, Bulldogs by nine. And Batesville gets the turnover. Near turnover.
That's why I should use a pencil.
Carson Hartley returning for Batesville. Hartley provided a nice spark for the Bulldogs in the first half. He had 5 points off the bench. 3:55 to play here in the third quarter. It's Batesville 35, South Dearborn 26. Knights inbound to Shackelford at the volleyball spike line. Shackelford comes to Scout Gray left side outside the arc. Gray picks up his dribble, finds Shackelford top of the key. Shackelford back to Gray. Gray splits the defense, pulls up for the 15-footer off the back of the rim. No. Battle for the rebound tipped out to Hartley at Batesville. Bulldogs find Kaiser at the top of the key. Kaiser down low to Hartley. Hartley kicks it around. Batesville now gets down to Kaiser in the lane. Kaiser powers his way to the rim. Basket up and good. Kate Kaiser's got 7 here in the quarter. 37-26 and a 30-second timeout taken by the Bulldogs.
Yeah, just too easy on the offensive end for Batesville. No rim protection down low for the Knights. And this quarter in particular, we talked about the points in the paint. Batesville had 8 at the half. They have 8 in this quarter alone, so they're really starting to impose their will down low.
Tune in to Crunch Time every Monday from 6 to 6:30 for all the latest information in hometown sports. Crunch Time is presented by Ortho Cincy Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. 3:26 to play here in the third quarter at Batesville 37, South Dearborn 26. The Bulldogs led 26-19 at the half. They've extended this into a double-digit lead. This is our largest lead of the game at 11 at this point. 37-26, 3:26 to go in quarter number three. I am Steve Giesing. Travis Thayer with me tonight here on Eagle Country 99.3 and EagleCountryOnline.com. So glad you're joining us here for this sectional action. The winner will advance to the second semifinal on Friday night. They'll be taking on Connersville. Spartans won the opening game tonight 30-25 in overtime over Franklin County.
And that was after getting beat almost 20 points by Franklin County just a week ago. Dangerous there. Jade Kaiser took a spill, closing out on Schwab in the corner.
Braden Maple checking back in for Batesville. They replace Johnson. We mentioned the Bulldogs not very deep, but they're getting some good quality production off the bench tonight. Maple, Hartley giving us a good minute.
Absolutely. Well, we don't always see them play 7 or 8, but Coach Garrett going into his bench tonight, and it's working for him.
Tiki into the lane, cuts off Shackler, tips away, stolen by Batesville. Gruckemeyer picked up the loose ball. Kaiser into the front court for the Bulldogs. 3 minutes to play here in the third quarter. Batesville's an 11-point lead, 37-26. Lob pass down low to Grunkemeyer. Kicks it in the corner to Maple. Maple now dribbles out, resets the offense. They go down low to Kaiser, left side. Gray deflects it away for the Knights. It's going to go out of bounds. It'll stay with Batesville.
Good thing Gray knocked that ball loose. Kaiser was going to get another easy two as Mason Lane gambled, going for a steal on the entry pass to the block.
Trenton Lurs checks back into the game for Batesville. Connor Husk going to check back in for the night. 37-26. Bulldogs have outscored South Dearborn 11-7 here in the third quarter. Kate Kaiser's got 7 in the quarter, 14 in the game for the Bulldogs. And he gets the inbounds pass on the left side outside the arc, guarded by Tiki. And Tiki near steal, and he does get the steal. Head to Shackelford. South Dearborn could have numbers. Kaiser slow to get up off the court. Now he's into the front court. Tiki cross courts over to Gray. Gray into the free throw line. Finds Connor Huff down low. Huff with the basket inside.
Quite frankly, he had Huff and Lane open down there after he got into the middle of the zone.
37-28, a 9-point Bulldog lead. They find Maple on the baseline.
Ooh.
Gray with a block is going to call for the foul.
Prevented another easy layup, though. Going to make Maple go to the line and earn the 2 from the line, but a little lackadaisical from South Dearborn. Get a nice offensive possession, score the ball, and then they don't get back on the defensive side.
Maple to the free throw stripe for Batesville, 6-1 sophomore, 65% on the season. Misses on the first. three fouls here in the quarter against the Knights, down to 2:18 to go in the quarter. It's probably not going to be an issue, but again, Batesville, no fouls in this quarter. Only two fouls for the entire game for the Bulldogs.
Product of playing that 2-3 zone. Anytime South Dearborn's got dribble penetration, there's really been no one there in the middle. It's resulted in an easy basket underneath.
Maples good on the first, on the second of two free throws. Batesville back to a 10-point lead, 38-28. Gray picks up the dribble, finds Tiki. Chandler Huff on the baseline, goes out to Gray, top of the key. Gray into the lane, picks up the dribble, looks for some help.
Oh, another nice pass.
Finds Lane. Lane's unable to get a clean handle, but the Knights keep the possession. Here comes Shackelford into the lane, kicks out to Tiki. Tiki left corner, back to Huff. Huff outside the arc. Huff's going to drive right side, passes it off the lane down low. His basket's up and good.
If South Dearborn continues to attack the middle of the zone, they can get baskets underneath. Batesville's so worried about the three-point make, they just have to stay aggressive going towards the basket.
Batesville back to the offensive attack. Hartley has the ball outside the arc. Hartley picks up his dribble, double team, needs some help. Still looking
Tiki
for
another
help,
steal.
Tiki takes it away for the Knights. Here comes Brody into the front court. Brody to the rim, misses the shot, but he's fouled. He'll go to the line, shoot two.
Maybe this is what Tiki needs. Get to the free throw line, see the ball go through the hoop a couple times.
Ruckemeyer picked up the foul for Batesville. That's his second, team first. Brody Tiki to the line. Tiki 79% on the free throw stripe on the season on 39 attempts. Still looking for his first points of the contest, coming in averaging 13.5 on the season. He gets the first to go. For the Bulldogs, Sam Johnson and Gus Prickle back onto the floor.
Just want to go back to that sequence there, the steal by Tiki, just head of steam, gets to the basket, continuing to stay in attack mode. So I think that's South Dearborn's best course of action right now. The threes may come later if you just continue to attack the rim.
Tiki successful on both free throw attempts for the night. It's his first point of the contest, and the Knights now pick up full court. Kaiser gets it in the corner to Prickle. Prickle cross courts it over to Lures, and Lures across
three
the timeline. Johnson, three on the way for Batesville from the corner. In and out, no. Rebound comes down to Huff of the Knights. South Dearborn trying to push it. Shackelford to the rim. His basket's up and good on the finger roll. 38-34. Knights on a 6-0 run. 1 minute to play in the quarter. Kaiser over to Prickle. Prickle firing a three off of the back of the rim. No. Gray with the rebound for the Knights. Here comes Gray into the front court. Gray finds Huff in the corner. Huff back to Shackelford, top of the key. Shackelford splits the defense.
Shot
fake. Misses the shot. Maple there for the rebound for Batesville.
Maybe a little rush there from Shackelford. Maybe the worst play he's made tonight. He hasn't made any of them, really.
30 seconds to go in the quarter. Kaiser kicks it cross court to Johnson. He'll fire a three from the right corner. Misses. Huff clears the rebound for the night. Thought they weren't the chance for the final shot here. Ahead in the front court to Lane. Now Tiki gets it back. 20 seconds to go in the quarter. Shackelford has it well outside the arc near the midcourt stripe. Cross courts to Gray. Tiki gets it at 10. Cross court back to Gray.
Gotta go.
At 5 seconds. Gray to Shackelford. Shackelford down low to Lane. Oh. At the buzzer.
Just rushed it a little bit.
At the end of three, your score, Batesville 38, South Dearborn 34. You're listening to High School Sports on Eagle Country 99.3 and EagleCountryOnline.com.
Wardway Fuels makes it simple. They supply the fuel to heat your home, farm, and business. Their auto fill-up service is quick with comparative pricing. They are your heating oil and propane business serving you locally, and their family has been dedicated to your warmth and comfort for over 40 years. Not to mention they are safe and dependable. Wardway Fuels, your experts on grills, pools, gas fireplaces, and propane. They serve here locally and on the corner of Glenway and Bridgetown with the sign that's easy to find, wardway.com.
Hey, I'm Chelsea from your Eagle Country 99.3 morning show. Be sure and join me weekday mornings, 5:30 to 10, for a whole lot of fun right here on Eagle Country 99.3.
Back here at Greensburg, you're ready to start the fourth quarter. It's Batesville 38, South Dearborn 34. Our section of broadcasts this week are presented by Ivy Tech Community College. Take your next step at Ivy Tech Morrisburg, Batesville, your hometown college. Steve Easton, Travis Thayer. Travis, Batesville extended out to an 11-point lead at 37-26, but from that point on, the Knights outscored them 8-1 the rest of the way.
Yes, and a lot of guys getting involved in that third quarter. Six scoring a basket. South Dearborn was very aggressive, getting into the middle of the zone, attacking, and finding players along the baseline. And scoring some points in the paint. That's supposed to be Batesville's game.
Kate Kaiser has 14 for the Bulldogs. They have possession to open play here in the fourth quarter. Here comes Trent Lures across the timeline for the Bulldogs. Kate Kaiser outside the arc, right side, working on Tiki. Drives to the rim, kicks in the corner to Prickle, back to Lures. Lures, deep three on the way, no. Battle for the rebound. Lane with a good block out. Gray picks up the loose ball rebound for the Knights. Dan Lode a huff. Dan Lode a Shackelford, and now they're going to say it went off of Batesville, so we'll stay with the Knights.
I tell you what, Batesville has gotten four really good looks from three in this second half. And haven't been able to knock one down. It's kind of how they started the first half, and then they got hot. But South Dearborn's been fortunate to come away with rebounds off those misses, but there's a turnover.
Batesville steals the inbound pass, and Tiki comes back and knocks it away for the night. It'll be Batesville basketball, but that does break up the layup attempt by Batesville. 7:34 to play here in the ballgame. What are you expecting for this final 7:30?
It's going to be wild.
Batesville gets it inbound to Grunkmeyer. He's outside the arc. Goes over to Kaiser. Kaiser left side. Now dribbles towards center circle, guarded by Tiki. Oh. Tiki trying to take it away. They keep it. Lures left side.
Good defense by Huff.
And Huff takes it away for the night.
Ooh.
That's going to be out of bounds. Last touch by Huff.
Yeah, I don't envy that referee on the far side. That was tough. But you might as well jump ball right there. Like old-fashioned actually jump it up. Who knows who that was off of? They were both there.
Adam Kunkel returning to the night lineup here. 38-34 your score. Looking for our first points here in the fourth quarter. Batesville inbound on the sideline.
I realize I just sounded like Tony Romo saying I don't know what happened, but that was literally off both of them, I think.
Huff deflects out of bounds, so Batesville keeps possession. Now the inbound from the baseline. We saw the pace in that third quarter pick up, too, with South Dearborn able to push the pace a little bit. Batesville looks a little winded a little bit. Right?
I do think that favors South Dearborn, one, because of their depth, but I just think they're the quicker team, so they can make some things happen in the open court.
Lures handles outside for Batesville, picks up his dribble, finds Prickle. Prickle now near center circle. Prickle guarded by Gray. Cross court to Johnson in the left corner. Johnson drives left side, pulls up for the 10-footer. Got it. Last move by Sam Johnson. That's his first point since the first quarter. And Batesville now leads by 6, 40-34, 6:50 to play in the ballgame.
They at least chased him off the three-point line. He's dangerous out there.
Shackelford in the lane, kicks it off to Kunkel. Kunkel will take a three.
Big shot.
Got it. Adam Kunkel with a three for the night. And we're back to a one-possession game. It's 40-37. Batesville by 3, 6:30 to play in the game.
Kunkel doesn't shoot a bunch, but my goodness, was that a big shot.
Johnson outside, top of the key, guarded by Tiki. Picks up his dribble, finds Grunkmeyer down low. Grunkmeyer had it nearly taken away, and he's going to be fouled. They're going to say two shots coming up for the Bulldogs. We'll look at that one on Scout Gray. That'll be his second, team first of the quarter. Go ahead, Travis.
I don't know if I agree with that foul, not the foul call, but the shooting foul. Looked like he was kind of bringing the ball up for a jump stop.
Yes.
But again, you know, it is what it is.
Grunkmeyer good on the first. He's got 7 points in the ballgame now for Batesville. Again, Batesville dominating at the line tonight. South Dearborn only shot 2 free throws. This is Batesville's. Grunkmeyer misses on the second. 41-37, a 4-point Batesville lead, 6:20 to play in the ballgame. Tiki out near center circle. Tiki gets around Lures and is going to be called for the hand check. Lures second, team first. Comfortable inbound on the sideline for the night. Gets into Gray in the front court. Gray goes over to Shackelford, all the action outside, top of the key right now. Shackelford cross courts over to Kunkel, right side. Shackelford gets it back at the top of the key, drives in, cuts off the lane, back to Tiki outside. Now Shackelford gets on the left side, finds Gray cutting the lane, inside to Huff, outside to Tiki, Tiki to Kunkel. Good ball move by the Knights, but can't get a shot out of it yet. Now they get it down low to the house, and his basket's up and good.
Great pass by Scout Gray. I think he just looked off the defender like he was going to go the other way. Huff right under the basket, another easy one.
41-39, a 2-point Batesville lead. The Knights have battled back from 11 down. Prickle outside for Batesville. Tries to go down low, ball deflected out of bounds. Batesville's going to keep it.
Trapped on the baseline.
And now it's going to go out of bounds off the South Dearborn, so it'll be Batesville basketball.
tell you what, Connor Huff has given South Dearborn some great minutes tonight, scoring down low. He's given them a little presence on the defensive end as well, just with his height and length. Been a key cog here in this game.
They get Johnson for a three, in and out, no. Grossmeyer with the rebound, and you know, a foul coming up here against the Knights.
Yeah, just got undercut. Scout Gray doing his best to try to get a body on the much bigger player. Luckily, Grunkemeyer up on his feet. Looks fine.
Without baseball inbound on the baseline. Johnson gets into three in the corner.
In and out.
In and out, no. Shocker for the rebound for the Knights. Knights can tie it. This Tripper takes the lead with a three. Shackelford into the front court, over to Kunkel on the right side. Now Shackelford gets it back outside the arc, top of the key. Coming up to the five-minute mark to play here in the ballgame. A two-point base to the lead. Gray at the free throw line, now dribbles it out to the left side. Cross course to Shackelford. Shackelford cuts into the lane, pulls up for the 15-footer, and got it. We're tied. Shackelford with 10. 4:50 to play. We're tied at 41.
Middle of the zone. That is the soft spot. They have killed him there all game long. Got to stick with it.
Loris picks up his dribble, goes to Kaiser. Kaiser guarded by Shackelford, drives in. Tiki with the steal for the Knights. Head to Gray, but Loris takes it away for Batesville. Loris into the front court. Loris drives right baseline, picks up his dribble, finds Grunkemeyer down on the right side.
Kunkel's
going to foul him.
Going
to make sure he did not get the layup up. Kunkel picked up his second, third against the Knights here in the quarter.
Yeah, Kunkel got up in the air on the pump fake and just swiped down pretty smartly, if you ask me. Make Grunkemeyer go to the line and earn the two. He is a good free throw shooter, but can't allow any easy baskets as we're getting down to the nitty gritty.
Grunkemeyer 1 of 2 at the line so far tonight. He hits the first here. Grunkemeyer now with 8 points in the ballgame, and Batesville retakes the lead at 42-41. It was 37-26. The Bulldogs led by 11. Since then, South Dearborn has outscored him 15-4. As Grunkemeyer goes 1 of 2, Shackelford gets the rebound for the night.
South Dearborn's been gritty defensively. Just keep getting into the middle of that zone on the offensive end. Good things will happen.
Tiki goes to Gray on the right side, outside the arc. Huff comes, pops out, gets to the top of the key, over to Shackelford, left side.
Man-to-man.
Switch up to a man-to-man. You're right. Kunkel has it, left side. Finds Huff. Huff back to Kunkel. Kunkel on the right side, comes back to Huff, top of the key. Tiki around the screen. Picked up by Batesville. Smart double team there. Johnson with a great job popping out to help defense. Under 4 to play in the ballgame. Batesville with a 1-point lead, 42-41. Connor Huff, shot fake, gets into the lane, kicks out to Gray. Gray's got a 3 on the way. It's short. Loose ball rebound, comes down to Batesville. Grunkemeyer has it for the Bulldogs. He's ahead to Lures. Lures layup is up and good. Bulldogs with a quick 3-point burst. They lead by 3, 44-41, 3.5 to go.
I'm wondering if Coach Cosgrove would consider a timeout here to get his troops to kind of reset. Going against the man-to-man offense, or man-to-man defense, excuse me.
Gray into the lane, loses the handle. Johnson takes it away for baseball. Another turnover by South Dearborn. He finds Kaiser ahead of the pack. Kaiser misses the layup inside. Loose ball rebound. Body's hitting the deck all over the place. They play on. Tiki gets the layup on the other end for South Dearborn.
Great recognition from Scout Gray, who came up with the loose ball, tossing it into the front court to Tiki for the easy deuce.
1-point game, under 3 to play. Batesville by 1, lures into the front court for the Bulldogs. Hands off to Prickle. Little weave action. Now Johnson gets it. Kaiser well outside the arc for the Bulldogs right now. Kaiser finds Grunkemeyer. Grunkemeyer with a step outside the arc. Back to Kaiser. Kaiser drives left side. Pins up for the 10-footer. Misses. Tiki rebounds for the night. 2.5 to go. And now Coach Cosgrove is going to take the timeout. He'll take a 30-second timeout. They're third of the game. They'll have 2 remaining, Travis.
Well, I'm catching my breath here.
Yes.
2:31 to go. South Dearborn trailing by 1. It's been a great comeback here in this second half. They've created some turnovers. Offensively, they've stayed aggressive going towards the basket, but now things have changed. Batesville, sick of seeing South Dearborn scoring underneath against the 2-3 zone, uncharacteristically going to man-to-man defense. So Coach Cosgrove waited a couple possessions, let some more time run off the clock. Now he's taking the timeout, going to draw something up to try to get something, I would think, going towards the rim again against this man-to-man I think you just got to stick with that. If you get a three off of some action like that, so be it. But what's been working is getting into the paint and scoring down low.
We mentioned the threes the first time these two teams met. South Avon hit 9 threes in the game. They've only hit 3 throughout this entire game. Peyton Hill has 1, Scott Gray has 1, and Adam Kunkel has 1.
Yeah, I think it's just circumstantial. I know they want to shoot threes. They're a good 3-point shooting team. But the way this game is being played, stay aggressive going towards the basket.
Gray picks up his dribble as he comes into the front court, finds Tiki. Lors has the defensive assignment against Tiki in the man-to-man.
Got to be careful out there. He's reaching in quite a bit.
5 count. 5 count. Turnover is going to give it back to the Bulldogs. 2:13 to go. A 1-point lead by Batesville.
Got South Dearborn for 15 turnovers in this game.
Batesville inbound on the sideline. Grunkemeyer to put it in play for the Bulldogs. Gets it in the backcourt to Johnson. Knight's going to pick up a little full court here. Batesville ahead into the front court to Prickle. Prickle goes to Lures. Lures in the center circle over to Kaiser, left side. Coming up at 2 minutes to play. 1 point to lead for Batesville. Kaiser kicks it off his foot, but it goes right to Prickle. Fortunate for the Bulldogs. Kaiser trying to drive on Kunkel. And now Kunkel's going to foul him.
Yeah, that was their last foul to give.
Fourth against the Knight.
Third against Prickle. Yep.
1:52 to play. 1 point, Batesville lead. And on the other side, looking at this, when it gets down to it, Batesville's only committed 1 foul in this entire fourth quarter. They've only committed 4 fouls in the entire game.
All right, they can be as aggressive as they want to be on the defensive end.
Johnson into Grunkemeyer. Prickle now Lures handles it. Kaiser drives it into the lane, picks up his dribble. Lures now gets it on the left side, outside, right side outside the arc.
Mismatch down low. Gray against Grunkemeyer. He's fronting him. Kunkel comes over to the help side.
Pass is good by Grunkemeyer inside. Good job by Batesville taking advantage of the mismatch down low. And the Bulldogs are going to take a timeout. It'll be a 60. We'll be back right after this. You're listening to High School Sports on Eagle Country 99.3 and EagleCountryOnline.com.
Folks, it's just that simple. Cars and trucks, cheaper in Milan at the Tom TP Auto Center.
Proudly broadcasting from the Tom TP Auto Center studios inside the Eagle's Nest. Thank you for listening to WSCH Aurora, Lawrenceburg, Greendale, Milan, Moores Hill, Manchester. Your hometown radio station is Eagle Country 99.3.
The city of Lawrenceburg offers a complete package for individuals, families, and local businesses to think local and grow local. Expansive business opportunities, quality housing options, destination dining with premier events and award-winning parks. Visit thinklawrenceburg.com and find out why Lawrenceburg is truly a city on the rise.
Discover Lawrenceburg, a city on the rise. thinklawrenceburg.com,
your River City destination.
Hey, I'm Chelsea from your Eagle Country 99.3 morning show. Join me weekday mornings from 5:30 to 10, and thank you for listening to your hometown radio station, Eagle Country 99.3.
Our sectional broadcast this week are presented by Ivy Tech Community College. Apply now at ivytech.edu/apply. 1:34 to play is a 3-point Batesville lead, 46-43. Brody Tiki bringing it up for the Knights, working against Trenton Lures. Batesville's going out to a man-to-man. Now they trap. Kunkel is the top of the key. Over to Shackelford. Shackelford patiently. Now he dribbles out towards center circle. He's guarded by Kaiser. Lures has got the defensive assignment on Tiki right now. Kunkel drives best lane.
Off his leg.
Going to go out of bounds. They're going to say last touch by Grunkemeyer. Big break for the Knights.
He tapped his chest and said, it was out on me, because from my vantage point, it looked like maybe it went off Kunkel's leg, but Grunkemeyer, honest to a fault there, maybe.
Tiki outside the volleyball spike line. Again, Brody only with 4 points in the game tonight. Not shot a 3-point basket. Here's Scott Gray now for the Knights. He's coming up on 1 minute to play in the ballgame. Gray, Kunkel picks up the loose ball over to Huff. Huff shot fake. Basket's up, good, and a foul. He's got a chance for the 3-point play.
He has been absolutely fantastic in this game. 8 points. Another pump fake down low.
Grunkemeyer picks up the foul for the Bulldogs, his third, team second of the quarter. Connor Huff, the junior, steps to the free throw line where he's 83% on the season, a chance to tie it with under a minute to play, 56.9 seconds left. Misses. Kaiser rebounds for the Bulldogs. trickle into the front court. Hands off to Johnson. Tonight's going to trap out front, and Stoneville's going to foul immediately.
Yeah, but you got to be smart with who you're fouling here. Sam Johnson's an 85% shooter. Can't just foul the first guy that gets the ball. That's something I see across high school basketball all the time. There's got to be a conversation in the huddle at this point in time, thinking about time and situation. You got to foul guys that just aren't as good at the free throw line as Sam Johnson is.
And Sam Johnson steps up and hits the first for Batesville. Looking to reset the game. South Dearborn with two timeouts left, 2:60. Batesville with three timeouts left. Possession arrow in favor of the Knights. Bulldogs are now in the bonus. On the other side, they've only committed two, so they got three fouls to give.
What do I know?
This is on the second. Rebounded by the Knights. They trail by two, 40 seconds to go in the game. Tiki brings it across the timeline, guarded by Lures. Picks up his dribble, finds Kunkel at the free throw line. Huff has it outside the arc. Huff back to Kunkel. Kunkel left side, finds Tiki. Tiki three, top of the key, in and out, no. Rebounds Johnson of the Bulldogs. 30 seconds to go. He's fouled in the backcourt. Gray's going to pick up the foul. That'll be Scout Gray's fourth. And Johnson back to the free throw with a chance to make this a two-possession game if he can hit both free throws for the Bulldogs. Good look by the Knights.
Sure was. And South Dearborn caught a break. Sam Johnson at the line the last time, splitting the pair. They're going to hope that he does it again here.
He hits the first. Johnson now with seven in the game, and Coach Castro is going to take a timeout. It'll be a 60-second timeout. You go ahead and step out for a quick break. You're listening to High School Sports on Eagle Country 99.3 and EagleCountryOnline.com.
It's great to know that no appointment is ever needed at OrthoCincy Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Lawrenceburg when an injury occurs. Simply walk into OrthoCincy with any sports, work, or everyday injury. OrthoCincy offers extended evening and Saturday hours in Edgewood, Kentucky and Eastgate, Ohio. Plus, you'll spend less time and money than an ER visit. Learn more about OrthoCincy walk-in care at OrthoCincy.com. That's OrthoCincy with a Y.com.
Hey, I'm Chelsea from your Eagle Country Morning Show. Join me weekday mornings from 5:30 to 10 a.m. And thanks for listening to your hometown station, Eagle Country 99.3.
Back at Greensburg High School, 25.7 seconds left to go in the game. Batesville's leading South Dearborn 48-45. Sam Johnson will be back at the free throw line for Batesville. He hit one free throw before South Dearborn called the timeout. He'll have a chance to put the Bulldogs up by four, make this a two-possession game with 25.7 seconds left to go. Earlier this quarter, a few seconds ago, he was 1 of 2 at the stripe. But big free throw coming up here for the Bulldogs.
Sure, and if he makes it, four-point game. South Dearborn's still not done yet. There's 25.7 on the clock. Come down. You know, you want to try to get a good look and get one quick. Take it back down to 2 points and then foul, but don't foul Sam Johnson. He's 85% free throw shooter.
Here comes Johnson's second. Got them both this time. Johnson now with 8 in the ballgame. It's a 4-point lead for the Bulldogs, 49-45. Tiki over to Kunkel in the corner to Shackelford. Shackelford drives left baseline, kicks over to Gray. 3 on the way from the right side. No good. Rebound Lures to the Bulldogs. He'll be fouled. 13.4 left to go. As Kunkel's going to foul out of the ballgame. That'll put Trent Lures to the free throw line for Batesville. Lures, as you mentioned, 65% on the season on only 26 attempts. Not able to bring back in Peyton Hill to replace Kunkel. Kunkel fouls out of the game. Adam finishes with 5 points in the ballgame tonight. Lures, 5 points in the game. He had a three-pointer in the second quarter and a field goal here in the fourth. This is his first free throw attempts of the game.
Chance to pretty much ice it, I would think, if he can knock down both.
This is on the first.
Again, this is why you have to get the ball out of the hands of the top free throw shooter and foul somebody else. Lures just on the percentages alone at 65. You want to take your chances with him at the free throw line.
Kaiser secures the offensive rebound, and then Tiki takes it away for the night. 9 seconds. Tiki is fouled in the backcourt. But Batesville, under the limit, they can afford to give away a few fouls.
Smart.
This will be their third foul. It's going to go on Lures.
At this point, if you're Brody Tiki, go out in a blaze of glory, shoot a three, try to get yourself fouled.
Tiki for three, in and out, no. Wow. Batesville rebounds. Kaiser has it, and that's going to do it. The Knights will not foul, and Batesville is going to escape
They get the 49-45 victory over South Dearborn. They move on to Friday night's second semifinal, where they'll be taking on the Connersville Spartans. Travis and I will be back to talk about it and wrap it up right after this. You're listening to High School Sports on Eagle Country 99.3 and EagleCountryOnline.com.
Fast track your education while saving on college costs with Ivy Tech's accelerated program. Students can earn a 2-year degree in only 11 months through ASAP. Ivy Tech credits easily transfer to 4-year colleges with a more affordable option to complete a bachelor's degree. Whether you know your career path or want to explore the possibilities, ASAP is a great place to start. Stop by Ivy Tech Lawrenceburg to learn more about ASAP or visit our website at ivytech.edu to schedule your visit now.
Wardway Fuels makes it simple. They supply the fuel to heat your home, farm, and business. Their auto fill-up service is quick with comparative pricing. They are your heating oil and propane business serving you locally, and their family has been dedicated to your warmth and comfort for over 40 years. Not to mention they are safe and dependable. Wardway Fuels, your experts on grills, pools, gas fireplaces, and propane. They serve here locally and on the corner of Glenway and Bridgetown with the sign that's easy to find, wardway.com.
Digging deeper to make ends meet? Now you can get a 30% tax credit with a geothermo heat pump system from Climate Master. Climate Master geothermo systems tap the constant temperature of the earth to provide heating, cooling, and hot water while keeping your home comfortable all year long. And Climate Master systems are so efficient, you'll save up to 70% on your energy bill. So the investment quickly pays for itself. Help the environment and help your budget. Call Jeff at Garing or at GaringInc.com.
Healthcare is made simple with the Dearborn County Health Department and MOP, the Mobile Outreach Partnership. Every Wednesday evening, they host clinics from 5 to 7 in the Hamline Basement on High Street in Lawrenceburg. The Health Department offers flu shots, blood pressure and glucose checks, asthma kits, cessation registration. You can get connected with community resources, and it's 100% free. It's every Wednesday evening in the Hamline Basement. Find more at dchealthdepartment.org.
Discover Lawrenceburg, a city on the rise. ThinkLawrenceburg.com.
Hello, folks. Kelly Milan here. Think local and grow local in Lawrenceburg, Indiana. The city of Lawrenceburg is a dedicated community partner in supporting local businesses, exceptional educational opportunities, and award-winning recreational outlets as a vital economic investment and quality of life experiences for our citizens and visitors. Visit thinklawrenceburg.com and discover why Lawrenceburg is a city on the rise.
Hey, it's Double T. I have all the hometown news and sports you want at EagleCountryOnline.com.
Back here one final time from Greensburg High School, where the Batesville Bulldogs victorious tonight over South Dearborn by a score of 49-45. Our section of broadcast this week are presented by Ivy Tech Community College. Schedule now for Tuesdays at the Tech at ivytech.edu/Tuesdays. And it is time now for the Ivy Tech Community College Stats Report. We'll start first looking at individual numbers tonight. First, the victorious Bulldogs. Kate Kaiser led the way with 14 points. Jack Runkemeyer had 10. Sam Johnson had 8. 6 for Gus Prickle. 5 for Trenton Lures. And 1 for Braden Maple. Also 5 for Carson Hartley and 1 for Braden Maple. Again, for the Bulldogs, it's Kaiser with 14, Grunkemeyer with 10, Johnson with 8, Prickle with 6, Lures with 5, Hartley with 5, and 1 for Braden Maple. For South Dearborn tonight, they were led by Hudson Shackelford, who had 10 points. Connor Huff off the bench with 8 for the night. They get 5 from Adam Kunkel. They got 6 from Mason Hamlet, 4 for Brody Tiki, 3 for Scout Gray, 5 for Peyton Hill as well. 2 for Xander Schwab, and 2 for Mason Lane. Again, for the night, it was Shackelford with 10, 8 for Huff. Then we go with 6 for Hamlet, 5 for Hill, 4 for Tiki, 3 for Gray, 2 for Schwab, and 2 for Lane. Batesville built it up to a 37-26 lead in the third quarter. The Knights battled back, got it tied at 43. They had a chance on a three-point play opportunity to tie it at 46, but unable to get the free throw to go, and the Bulldogs pull away for the four-point win, Travis.
Yeah, Sam Johnson making some big free throws down the stretch for the Bulldogs. Great effort from South Dearborn to get themselves back in this game. It looked like for a moment that they might, get beat by double digits. It's easy to just kind of wilt away when a team builds a lead like that in the second half, but they showed their grit and determination, made some plays on the defensive end, were able to get out in the open court. They were aggressive attacking the basket, just couldn't get those timely baskets when they needed them, and some costly turnovers down the stretch as well.
And for the Bulldogs tonight, Kate Kaiser finishes with 14 points, 7 points in that third quarter as the Bulldogs built up that 9-point lead.
And looking at the Batesville stats, in the second half, they did not hit a three-point basket, but they did enjoy a big advantage at the free throw line.
They did, and that was kind of the end-all, be-all in this game. Batesville got 12 points at the free throw line, shooting a 12 of 20 there, and 9 of 15 in the second half. The three-point battle was even, 3 of 12 for South Dearborn, 4 of 15 for Batesville. They were virtually even from the field. It was the turnovers and the free throws I mentioned. It is very simple key to the game this time of the year, but if you can't take care of the basketball and, one, you either don't get to the free throw line or you give up a bunch of points at the free throw line, normally going to be a recipe for disaster.
Speaking of the keys to the game, let's revisit what those were in the pregame and how they played out in the game.
Yeah, so the three-point shooting, like I mentioned, was even. Points in the paint for Batesville. Kind of lost track there in the second half, but let's see here. 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12. Ended up with 12 in the second half, 20. So almost half of their points, a little under half of their points, came inside. But they were able to get to the free throw line, which we did highlight, free throws and turnovers. Batesville winning both of those categories, 15 turnovers for South Dearborn, 9 for Batesville, 12-2, Batesville wins at the free throw line. And we also highlighted South Dearborn's freshmen, how they were going to handle this moment. I thought Scout Gray and Mason Lane did a fine job out there. They didn't have many mistakes at all on either end of the floor, so I thought they handled this situation beautifully. And when that freshman group gets to be old heads out here at the high school level, look out.
Yeah, I agree. And we talked a lot about Hudson Shackelford tonight. Finishes with a game-high 10 points for the night. Did a lot of other little things that, you know, stuff that stat sheet pretty well tonight.
He was unbelievable in what will be his final high school basketball game. I also want to throw recognition out there to Connor Huff, who I thought gave tremendous minutes off the bench, not only scoring 8 points, but just being a presence out there defensively for this night's team. I can't say enough kind words about him. I thought he was awesome.
All right. Well, speaking of stars of the game, let's talk about our Wardway Fuel star of the game. For over 40 years, Wardway Fuels has starred as your local propane and home heating oil provider with fast delivery to your business or home. Visit Wardway.com.
Cade Kaiser for Batesville. He was just the constant for the Bulldogs all night long, in attack mode for a large portion of the game. South Dearborn did a great job against them defensively in the fourth quarter, but he does come away with a game-high 14 points. Impacted the game defensively, blocking shots, rebounding, all-around great player, and all-around great performance from Mr. Cade Kaiser tonight.
Well, congratulations to Mr. Cade Kaiser. He is our Wardway Fuels star of the game. Travis, why don't you tell all of our fans what we got coming up next for them on Eagle Country 99.3.
Coming up on Friday, we will have one game from this sectional 29 at Greensburg High School. It will be game one on Friday night, so that's a 6 o'clock tip-off between Lawrenceburg and Greensburg. We'll hit the air 5:40 with our pregame coverage, so looking forward to that one. Those two teams, Batesville, are the three top teams in terms of the Sagarin, so whoever wins that game on Friday night, maybe they're playing Batesville on Saturday. That's the way it looks on paper. It's shaping up to be a good couple nights to finish off sectional 29 here at Greensburg.
And certainly Batesville will be playing Connersville on Friday. And don't overlook the Spartans. They beat Batesville earlier this season.
It's been interesting in the EIC this year. Yeah, it's been crazy.
You just never know who's going to happen.
That's true.
All right, well, let's take us home tonight.
Absolutely. I just want to thank everybody for tuning in tonight. Our great sports sponsor, Steve, was thrilled to come out here and call the game with you. Had a lot of fun.
We'll
definitely do this again. I know we're getting down to the end of things here in the basketball season, but hopefully we'll find our way on the air together again. And for one more time, Batesville comes away with the win over South Dearborn. I do want to mention their seniors real quick. That group, Brody Tiki, Hudson Shackelford, Adam Kunkel, Peyton Hill, those guys had nice careers for South Dearborn, so kudos to them. And again, thank you for listening to our coverage of high school hoops on Eagle Country 99.3 and at EagleCountryOnline.com.
You've been listening to a hometown tradition on your hometown radio station. High school sports on Eagle Country 99.3 are powered by
Dearborn County CASA, the City of Lawrenceburg, Garing Heating and Cooling, the Dearborn County Health Department, Ivy Tech Community College, Margaret Mary Health, Wardway Fuels, and Ortho Cincy Orthopedics and Sports Medicine.
Thank you for listening, and join us next time for a hometown tradition. High school sports on your hometown radio station, Eagle Country 99.3 and EagleCountryOnline.com.